July 6, 1931, The Book of the Fire in the Depth of the Soul. The Book of the Fire in Creation. How the Divine Will Keeps All Creatures Under the Reign of Its Continuous Act. My poor mind seems to be able to do nothing other than think about the Divine Will. In each thing that I see, it keeps looking for its life. And as the interior does this, on the outside it finds nothing other than that divine fire that so much loves it and wants love. I feel the need to find it in all things, in order to breathe it, to feel its heartbeat of light that, like blood, circulates in my soul and constitutes itself primary life of my poor being. And where I am unable to find it, I feel I lack a continuous heartbeat, a breath of air, to facilitate the life of the divine will in my soul. And I was praying Jesus to teach me how to find it in all things, so that its perennial life would never be lacking in me. And my highest good, Jesus, with all goodness, told me, "My daughter, one who does my will and lives in it forms in her soul the book of the divine fiat. But this book must be full, not empty or with only a few pages written. If it is not full, she will soon finish reading it, and having nothing to read, she will occupy herself with something else, and therefore the life of my divine will be interrupted and as though broken in the creature. On the other hand, if it is full, she will have always something to read. And if it seems that it ends, I will add other pages more sublime, so that she may never lack the life, the knowledge ever new, and the substantial nourishment of my divine volition. So, the interior must be like many pages in order to form this book, page the intelligence, page the will and the memory, page the desire, the affection, the heartbeat, page the word, that must be able to repeat what it read, otherwise it will remain like a book that will do good to no one, while for one who forms a book the first purpose is to propagate it. So, the whole interior must be written with pages of my divine will. And this book must be so full, that she must be unable to find anything else to read but my will alone. Now, when the soul has her interior book full, she will know very well the external book of the divine will. All of creation is nothing other than a book of it. Each created thing is a page that forms an immense book, and of many volumes. So, having formed her interior book and read it thoroughly, she will be able to read very well the external book of all creation, and in all things she will find my divine will in act of giving her its life, its lessons, most high and sublime, and its delicious and holy food. It will happen to one who has formed in her interior this book of the divine fiat, and has read it thoroughly, as to someone who has possessed a book, has read it over and over again, has studied well the most difficult things, has smoothed out all difficulties, elucidated the most obscure points, in such a way that he has consumed his life over that book. If a person from outside brought to him another similar book, he will almost certainly be able to read it, and will recognize in that one his own book. More so, since my divine will has enclosed the creature within its most holy circle, and has placed in the depth of the soul the book of its fiat, and in creation it has repeated its divine book, in such a way that one echoes within the other, and they understand each other in an admirable way. Here is why it is necessary to recognize the book of the divine fiat in the depth of one's soul, read it thoroughly to make of it perennial life. And in this way one will easily be able to read the beautiful pages and the great book of my will of all creation. After this, I continued my acts in the divine will, and my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, my divine volition has its continuous act that never ceases to pour its continuous act upon all creatures, and to invest them with its continuous act of light, of sanctity, of beauty, of love, of help, of power, of happiness. Its love is so great that one act does not wait for another and, like a torrent, more than pouring rain, they pour themselves over all creatures. This continuous act is recognized and received by all the inhabitants of the celestial fatherland, in such a way as to form the ever new surprise of ineffable joys and of happiness without end. It can be said that it forms the life and substance of the beatitude of all the blessed. Now, since my divine will possesses this continuous act by nature, it cannot, nor does it want to, change regime. Just as it gives this continuous act of good in heaven, so does it give it to all creation, and to all creatures and to each one, because all receive life from this, its continuous act. If it ceased, the life of all would cease. At the most, there can be changes of effects, because it acts according to the dispositions of each one, and therefore its same continuous act produces for some one effect, for some another. And there are some who, unfortunately, while being under the reign of this continuous act of light, of sanctity, of beauty and more, remain not even wet, nor illuminated, nor holy, nor beautiful, and convert within themselves the continuous act of good into darkness, into passion, and maybe even into sin. But in spite of all this, my will never ceases its continuous act of pouring its divine goods over all, because it finds itself in the condition of the sun that, even if human beings, or trees, plants or flowers, would not want to receive its light, that could communicate the many admirable effects that its continuous act of light contains, that is, sweetness, flavor, the beautiful rainbow of all colors, it would continue its act of always giving light. But if the sun had reason, it would cry with tears of burning light for the sorrow of seeing in the great wheel of its light all the goods that in reality it gives, but are not received. My divine will is more than sun. It keeps everyone and everything enveloped within its infinite light. Its nature is of always wanting to give, and in fact it gives. If everyone took, everyone would be holy, the world would change into happiness. But, with highest sorrow, its goods are not received, but rather, rejected into its very light. Yet, it does not stop. With tender and insuperable love it continues its continuous act of giving what its light possesses. Fiat.